exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Yamone Maple.
Testicles.
From pointing at the talking.
Got me more.
Which part of that was going
to be? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand a prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
That's not who this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER 107.3. Here at Across the Park, we strive to bring you the latest sports news from around the globe and wherever, whenever possible, from even further. Joel Kassam is my stage name, and this show wouldn't be the same without my two co-hosts, Gabby and Mick, who shall remain nameless until now. Allow me to introduce a man who fell for the old drop bear prank this week. It's Mick Rad.
Hey! So what is your real name if Joel's your stage name?
No, it's the same.
Oh.
It's still the same, but it's also my stage name.
Your stage name's the same as your real name?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I was in a band called the Drop Bears once.
Really?
Yeah. It's
well,
an interesting fact. We used to play covers. There was actually a band called Drop Bears, which we apparently almost stole their name of. But we had
It sounds like you did steal their
name. No, we were the Drop Bears. It was very different. But all these old rockers would come up to us and go, "You stole your name from Drop Bears." And we're like, "No, well, no, we didn't. We're just a different band. We play covers. We're not pretending to be them." Yeah, well you shouldn't do that.
Did you cover them, though?
Lol, a bunch of old men fighting about the shittest band name ever. This is a good movie.
But there you go. Interesting fact.
It is. Can I ask what sort of covers you're playing?
Oh, just rock.
How long
boring,
ago was this?
You know,
like Hootie and the Blowfish?
Angels, Chisel. Probably, maybe. Oh, we played Mashalox 20. That's like them, isn't it?
Oh, no. Terrible.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Nah, it was fun. Everyone loves a bit of rock music after 10 beers and
yeah,
they're in a pub.
And everyone's always asking for Chisel all the time. K-San, every gig.
Yeah.
And we just refuse to play it.
Just to have a point of difference to Drop Bears.
But we did play Jessie's Girl, so. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Also, allow me to also introduce a woman who was again snubbed for an Oscar. It's Gabby Morris. Oscar nomination, that probably should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always movies.
But I got the nom, but not the Oscar.
Oh. Well, they haven't had the Oscars yet.
Oh. What one did they have?
Golden Globes.
Remember we talked about the best dressed last week?
Yep. No, they all are the same. What's the difference?
The name?
Is Oscars not TV?
No,
yeah,
Oscars.
That's right. It's not TV.
So what's Golden Globes
includes TV, yes.
Oh. And movies?
Yep. Both.
Yeah, right.
I should have spoken about this last week, but when I was up at my parents' place at Crescent Head, it's like, you know, pretty in the middle of nowhere, but our neighbor's brother, such a random story.
I love where this is going.
Our neighbor's brother is from England, and like we're in like a pretty feral, like we're all just like beach ferals, just like every day hanging out. And he is a famous songwriter and went to the Golden Globes and sat next to Beyonce.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Sat next to Beyonce at
the Golden
Globes.
Yeah, he was on the same table as Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That's huge.
He was like getting really excited, and they had to like sort out their outfits before because they were in Sydney for like only a short amount of time. And so, yeah.
Can we ask who it is?
No, you know? I won't tell him your name. I mean.
No, it's fine.
You can tell him.
Tell him my stage name.
Nah.
Okay, that's fine.
No.
You don't know.
But I know the song that he wrote. It's really famous. But
Body is a wonderland.
No, yeah. But isn't that weird?
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And like I feel like that would be the best way of living that kind of celebrity life is like you do all the cool behind the scenes producer creative stuff, get to mingle, get all the free cocaine and like still get to sit next to Beyonce and Jay-Z but not have to deal with all the bullshit.
I agree. And music writers get all the money. They get the royalties for the good songs that they write.
That's right.
That guy would have been loaded.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You write one hit.
Should have snuggled up a bit more.
Ooh.
No, in like a friendly way.
Oh.
You know? Hey, hello. Can I come to your mansion in England? No, I hope he's not listening. This is so awkward.
Did you mention the show?
No, I don't mention the show to anyone.
That's good.
Oh, hush.
That's okay. That's fine. I don't mind. All right.
Joel's playing with his cord like it's his hair, and he's like really upset, I can tell.
It's his nervous twitch.
I think it is. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'll stop. I'll do this.
Content.
Okay. So what did I have here? Oh, any personal news this week, guys, that Gabby's already brought up?
Can I share some things? Oh, you want to go
first?
No,
I'm looking at you.
Okay. So we talk about what we do sporting-wise and whatnot, and I decided that I should utilize the free gym at my work this week.
You have a free gym?
Yes.
You've never mentioned this.
No, I have not.
I talk about my free gym all the time, and you've said nothing.
No, I rarely go.
I know why, because, yeah, you've never gone before in your life.
I have, actually, but no, not
How long
often.
Have you been working?
For 3 years.
And you've been once?
No, I've been probably half a dozen times. Oh. I used to do the spin class like every week, but I did it for like two months or something and just kill myself.
Spin it? I don't get the appeal.
No, neither.
Which one's the spin class?
It's when you're on a bike in a room.
Oh.
And it's stationary.
And you've got someone yelling at you, telling you to go faster.
And like hectic music. It's just like, it's like you've literally gone to hell.
So I've got a little bit of a problem with this in that I do a spin or I do a bike. So okay, I didn't do spin this week. I just went on a bike. Put on 30 minutes on the bike and did like a hill climb thing. Yep. And I got off, did 30 minutes. And I wasn't going super fast, but I'm pretty unfit. So I was just trying to get back into it. And I got off and I sat down. And then the world just started spinning around. I started feeling nauseous. And I was just like, oh, crap, not again. And
nauseous?
Nauseous.
It's nauseous.
Oh.
Okay. Now, side note, Gav. I've been away. We'll get to this later. I've had one day to prepare for this show. And I did make a sting for when we make mistakes. Okay,
yes.
So this is it.
Whoopsie daisies.
All right.
That was so good. And I'm so glad that I wasn't the first person to make a whoopsie daisies. What did you say? Actually, it might not be wrong. It might just be a different way of saying it. You said what?
I said nauseous.
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 Nauseous
is how.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's like the proper.
Maybe that's the English. I'm a bit nauseous.
I was thinking nauseating, like when someone's nauseating. Or was that nauseous? What a stupid word.
Whoopsie daisies.
Okay.
Okay, so you were nauseous.
But yeah,
did you faint?
The world was like, I've done. The thing is, this is not the first time this has happened. When I do something like energetic after not having done anything for a long time, I get super lightheaded. Maybe I wasn't even pushing it that hard, but I just felt like crap. So I went home from work. I didn't go to work today. I was just
because you got nauseated.
So it's pretty embarrassing that I just did half an hour on a bike and now I'm off the planet. But yeah,
did you feel funny
something's
today?
Not right. Yeah, I just didn't feel great. And I've got some funny lump in my chest.
Jesus, Mick.
Sorry, I should be.
What are you doing here? Yeah. Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
This isn't the emergency ward.
Shit. Okay, I'm not.
Whoopsie daisies.
Anyway.
I've actually had that before. I've done intense, like done two, and I think that sounds pretty hard, to be honest. Like I think 30 minutes on a bike hill climb, that's actually quite intense.
Yep.
I wouldn't go that hard after a really long break. Yeah. I've done similar and felt really sick the next day too.
Yeah.
You're going to make sure you keep hydrated, but you need to make sure you're having enough salt. Because otherwise the water just goes through and you're not retaining that hydration key.
Mm.
Good sleep is really important.
Okay.
And nourishing meals.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Gabby. Dietitian and nutritionist. Give me heaps of money and I'll give you minimal things.
I'll give you water with salt.
Yeah.
This show has everything. Bar. This show has everything, I reckon.
Yeah. That's really embarrassing for the day off. What did you say to your boss? Oh, I went too hard on the bike and spin class.
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, it happens. I'll be right.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'll be right.
Now you're just going to go and do gradual, gentle, not just
I've got to
build.
Keep going though, right? Because this always puts me off and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go back again. But I got to go back. I'll do it.
Maybe also make sure that like you've not had enough blood sugar. Like you had enough sugars. You know, your glycemic index can drop quite quickly. Yeah. So have something to eat. Little meal, light meal, some hydration. And then do 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off.
Okay.
10 minutes
have
on,
little breaks. 10 minutes off. That's probably about right.
Plenty of hydration.
Instead of just trying to push it for half an hour and I'll stop. All right. Good plan.
Well done.
Thank
no worries.
You,
helping each other.
I like that.
Gabby, any news?
No, I was so sick this week. I'm basically anemic.
That's not news because that happens every other week.
Well, I've realised because I'm basically anemic, so I've got to go get an iron infusion tomorrow, Which should help.
Actually, iron infusion. Do they pump blood into you?
How does it work?
So you go to an infusion clinic or you can go to your doctor and then they'll, like, you sit for an hour and it's literally ferritin. It's what iron is, really. And so then you sit there and you get a drip. It's like a drip in. It takes a while. It takes a couple of months before your body can process that ferritin.
That long?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Wow.
Some people believe that it helps them straight away. I think it could be a bit placebo. I'll go with that, though, because I'd love that feeling.
Is this like being drugged? Like, if you were, like, drug tested for your sport, but they say, oh, you
Well, it goes up really high. So at the moment, it's like at below 20, right? Should sit normal ranges, I think, like around 70, 80, 90, 100 is good. But when you first get it, it hits like 150. So, like, it goes quite high. But it does, like, drop quite a bit over months.
And are you finding, like, really, like, lethargic? Like,
so lethargic.
Yeah, just, like, no energy.
Really, really lethargic. Okay. Really bad headaches. There's lots of symptoms. It's not very nice. And also, obviously, low immunity. So then you're just more susceptible to getting
other infections. This might explain some things.
Yes.
Okay.
Was not that long ago that I had really bad gastro. It's just, like...
Welcome to Across the
Had a
Pharmaceuticals.
Bruised knee, bone bruising in the bloody knee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Far out. I tell you what, Medicare is great.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually we're so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for taxpayers' money.
Gough Whitlam, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, that's really boring. Done. No physical activity all week.
That's
sad.
Okay.
What about you, Joel? How's your great cricket going?
Yeah, it's going all right. Yeah. Got run out last week.
You haven't been surfing in this.
That's the thing. So I've been away. I went up the coast and I did a lot of body surfing and bodyboarding. I didn't take my surfboard; it wouldn't fit in the car because
You bought a surfboard, and you didn't take it on a surfing trip.
That wasn't a surfing trip.
Well, you went to the beach to surf for a weekend, so I'd consider that.
Yeah. Okay, but I literally couldn't get it in the car. I had too much stuff. Plus, I had to bring home. What is stuff? I had to bring home my sister-in-law and
roof racks.
My brother. Yeah, I don't have roof racks.
Come on, John.
Maybe I should invest in roof racks. Dude, but then, if I'm going to be serious about this,
isn't that your goal this year? You want to surf pipe?
Sure, why not? That's definitely my goal. Can't remember what I was saying, but yeah, I've just been surfing all week. Do I look brown? I think okay.
A little bit. It's probably a good thing that you're not too tan because tanning is skin cells in trauma.
I am a sunscreen Nazi. Have been forever.
That's
and
that's
what my family call me. And I'm fine with that because I want to make sure everyone is
don't shame.
Covered.
How dare you, Joel's family, shame him.
Exactly. God. You tell them. Next time my mum comes in here.
You don't look 40, which is amazing. And I reckon sunscreen.
But I'm not 40.
I know, that's right. You're 40.
Yes. Something like that.
Yeah. Did you get some sick barrels?
Nah. I tell you what, the last few days were really big shore breakers. Is that what you call
them? Yeah. Dumpers.
Dumpers, yeah.
Oh.
So you're just on sand, which is still a bit of fun for like
it's the
moment
most
you're
fun.
Going down.
Yeah.
Once your head's in the sand, then it's not
you
so
gotta
fun.
You've got to go across, Joel, and then you pop out the back.
No, they were just like barreling as... As one, there was no like
little closeouts.
Yeah, thank you.
All these
it's
words.
Been a long time since I've surfed, so I can't remember the word.
I was talking about body surfing at work the other day,
and then it came up on your phone.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you said that last week.
Oh shit!
I don't think she said that on the show.
No, I didn't.
Was this an after show thing?
This has freaked me out. Like I was talking about body surfing. It's such a random thing to talk about, and then literally a few hours later, I was on my Instagram and an ad. For body surfing flippers, which is so niche. It's not surfing. It's not bodyboarding. It said body surfing came up. And I've never Googled, never typed any type of body surfing in my phone. It's freaky.
Why are there fins for body surfing? I get it, but...
Because it's the best way to get on, mate.
Yeah, I know that. Speed. And like I just take my swimming...
my swimmers?
I just take my swimmers.
I just wear my boardies on my skirt. I mean, naked would be nice. Naked would be nice.
It is always nice. Bit of skinny dipping, body surfing.
You've done it?
I've gone skinny dipping, but I haven't gone body surfing
naked. Skinny dipping is honestly the funniest thing.
What?
I don't know. It's funny.
Oh, that's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then anyway, that was me.
Great.
I've done swimming. Cool. Should we talk some sport? Actually, no, before we do, we have some ideas for, we were talking about this last week, new segments.
Oh, yeah.
Mick, you had a great one, the debate. We're all for it. Sorry. Especially Gabby. So I thought we would
Sorry.
No?
I'm just really interested to see how this goes.
Yeah, so am I.
Cool.
I made a sting.
Oh, wow. Love it.
I don't know what we would do with that gel.
I don't know either. All right, it's not, it's, there's nothing funny about this. It's just, I like it.
I love that. Can that be just our intro? Instead of the heavy metal?
Ding, ding. In the green corner. Green?
Anyway. So, debate, yes, sorry.
Right.
Okay, so I'll be the adjudicator.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. I had a really good idea for another segment, actually.
Go.
Nah, I'll talk about it later. Go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're not going to forget?
Nah.
Okay. What was I going to say? I'm the adjudicator.
Yes.
So, you guys are going to do
what
the
does
debate.
That actually mean?
So, I'm the person in the middle who... I have to decide who wins.
Are we timing it? Like, is there a
oh, yeah, I was
going to
time it. So, yeah. What, do you want a minute each?
Oh, sure.
Excessive.
It does.
Does it? 30 seconds. Should we do 30 seconds?
45
seconds each. Okay. All right. Let me just set up my phone because I haven't done any of this.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to throw us a topic and then how do we know which side we're on?
Well, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So we decided today, well, I decided that the topic would be beach cricket should be our national sport because I played a bit of it this week and that's what I was thinking about. All right.
Okay.
Also, I don't want to be the adjudicator every week. I'm just saying.
Yeah, fair call. I mean, well, let's just see how well this goes before we decide if there's a next week.
Then we'll see. All right. I also had a story about when I was adjudicator at school, but I'm not going to tell it. I'll save it for another time. So,
sorry, Joel, but we're never going to get back to that story because we're never going to talk about you being an adjudicator again. So, is it worth it?
Nah, okay. It's not worth it.
Just flagging that.
Okay, cool. Now... Yes. Gabs, you are affirmative. Mick, you're negative.
Okay.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. You ready?
I'm reading somebody else's... No, I'm just kidding.
Where are your palm cards?
I've got them.
Okay.
I've
are you ready?
Yeah. For the affirmative.
Set for the affirmative on beach cricket should be our national sport. It's Gabby Morris. Go.
Hot, sandy, salty summer. Beach cricket. It is the right... for every Australian to be playing this golden, fantastic team sport. It's a celebration of friends and family and colleagues. A ball, a bat, and a boogie board as wickets. What more could you ask for but beach cricket? I've got 10 seconds. There's a golden catch in the water. There's a huzzah from the corner. There is nothing better than a golden summery beach cricket day.
What the hell was that?
I thought that was brilliant, Gabby.
Thanks.
It's like you've made an ad for it or something. This is
did
like
you maybe, write that down?
Maybe no, I didn't. Maybe
you were reading something.
I wasn't. Maybe that should be. It should be a radio ad for. You know, it's like a Gruen camp.
Gruen transfer,
yeah,
were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I've just changed the rules to make it beneficial for me.
Oh, man. How do I follow I that know. Up?
Do you want me to shorten yours to 15 seconds?
Yeah.
That's all right.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, on the negative for beach cricket should be our national sport, it's Mick Rad. Go!
Look, not everyone likes cricket. I know someone who doesn't like cricket at all who, you know, just whenever we talk about it, she starts looking at her phone, just ignores it. How can it have a...
Wait, can I just stop you? Because that's what happened. Gabby, were talking about cricket and looking at your phone. That's how bored you were.
I'm a woman. I can multitask and I can hate and also act at the same time.
Sorry. Okay.
I love how you're making this about me. You're trying to win a debate. Oh.
Okay. The other problem is that, yes, there is a lot of coastline in Australia, but not everyone has a beach. How can you have a national sport when you do not have a beach in most of Australia? Most of Australia is, you know, elsewhere. So, like, I love
elsewhere.
Cricket. I like...
New Zealand.
I like cricket. I like beaches.
Most of Australia is elsewhere. What does that mean?
Oh, and that's your time.
This is Australian national beach cricket. Nah.
You okay.
Because Australia is elsewhere.
I was interrupted.
In summary,
nah.
Oh, that's actually that's quite strong. That is good.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I almost think we need to replay them. How can you possibly decide?
I had all these things in my head and then it didn't work.
Mick, don't faint. Are you feeling nauseous? Oh, God, he's going to have to take another day off work. Too much.
All right. Let's talk sport.
All right. We better.
Sport. Wait, who won?
Yeah. I think the listener.
Okay.
All right. I'm happy to do that again.
Wait, who fucking won?
Oh, Gabby, you won.
Give me the claps.
Okay. I thought
Thank
you,
you. Thank you. I'm pretty sure I should have been nominated for that Oscar, just saying.
Absolutely. All right. In cricket. Sorry, Gab.
We just spoke about cricket. We don't need to speak about it again.
In tennis.
Yeah.
In tennis, then. The Oz Open is around the corner.
Yeah.
Starting on Monday.
But we've had all these warm-up tournaments this week. Come on, John.
Yeah. Some games down in Melbourne.
Well, some games. A lot of people dropping like flies.
That's the thing. A lot of people are complaining about the smoke in the air. There's a lot of coughing going on.
Should they have called it off when it was really bad the other day?
I think so. I mean, literally, in Sydney when we had the terrible smoke, all the gyms, outdoor pools, they were closed for days. They were like, nah, it's too big a health risk. I don't understand when these athletes are like for hours on end that someone's like, ooh, yeah. Not good.
Yeah, they should have called it off.
They should have. And look, what's going to happen? Because the smoke's not going anywhere, so will the Oz Open be interrupted?
Isn't there going to be some relief to the smoke in Melbourne, or is it just going to stick around for like next 2 weeks?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I can't see it going anywhere.
I mean,
I thought we'd get some rain and maybe...
We got rain today.
We got rain today and it's still smoky.
So smoky because some fires are getting put out, and that's what happens when you put water on fire.
Yeah.
It becomes very smoky.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, this goes back to our conversation around how this is how sport's going to evolve. Climate change is affecting everyone, even Krigios.
I reckon we should just all play sport on like PlayStation, and that's just everyone just sits in their lounge room.
Esports.
Yep.
That sounds like, again, what? No, actually, I could probably get around that.
Or one day, they'll have, like, haptic body suits where you're, like, doing
VR
action things and in VR. Ever seen that movie Ready, Set, Go, whatever it is? What's it called? Ready Player One.
Yep.
They're all in haptic suits and they're all just acting and they're still exercising, but they're just doing it by themselves. That'll be the future. There you go.
There's extra weight in Ash Barty's shoulders. I don't know what she's done to herself. On Ash Barty's shoulders.
Play the thing.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. We don't play this so
daisies.
Alex
Diminor.
Thank you. Had to pull out of the Australian Open with an injury, so Ash is now our best hope.
Yeah.
But no Australian has won the Oz Open since 1978.
Really?
Yeah. That's before any of us except for Mick was born.
Who's been winning?
Just other countries.
Elsewhere.
Who's been winning? Everybody else.
Yeah, but like who?
Like every other player that's played in tennis has won.
I'm just surprised because we've got some good tennis players, don't we?
No, we do.
Yeah, even when
we always have
Rafter and Cash and, I don't know, Filipino.
Oops, daisies.
It's going to get all
I knew I wasn't the only one.
This is sorry.
Filipino. Oh, God. All right. Anyway.
Now, okay.
Wow. Cricket really quickly. Should I bother? Australia played in a one-day game.
Oh, we thrashed India.
Absolutely.
By 10 wickets. India. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
In India. That was, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Let's not go into the details.
We won't.
Let's spend another half an hour discussing this one happen? Game.
Well.
It's been a really quiet week in sport.
It has.
And I've been trying to dig things up. Have we got anything, you got anything else there?
What about, did you have anything on running?
Running?
Yeah.
Well, this is a really random story. I do have something on running.
Okay.
Do you think you should be allowed to run a marathon with shoes that are like springs? Like, so basically, as you're running, it's like, boom, there's like carbon fiber in between layers of like rubber.
Layers.
And you can, layers. And you can actually see like the shoe just like bouncing up and down.
So they're just regular shoes, but the springs inside. They're not like, sounds like Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not like
Blade Runner sort of thing.
No, what's that?
Inspector Gadget.
Oh, Go-Go Gadget Legs.
I'll get you, Gadget.
I love that show. With the creepy pedophile coat.
Yeah.
And he opens it up and he's like a spring.
Yeah,
I loved Inspector Gadget. What a show.
I might wear that for Halloween or something. It's a good one.
Go with Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really detoured.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge recently, or in October, ran a sub-2-hour marathon with these shoes and nobody else in the race, and a line in front of him telling him what pace he had to do to run sub-2 hours, and he made it by like 10 seconds. So first person in history to run under.
So, but he was allowed to wear the shoes.
Well, it wasn't a race. It was just he was racing against himself.
Oh,
he was racing against the clock. No one's ever run under 2 hours in a proper marathon, but he's trying to do that in the London Marathon in a couple of months when he's up against another guy who's Ethiopian, Bekele, Kenesia Bekele. Anyway, I just thought it was quite interesting.
What do these shoes look like? I want to know.
They're only like $300 as well.
Oh. Mick's going to get them.
I want to see if I can, have a bit of a run.
I just would love to see Mick running to the studio. Stringy shoes.
I might faint when I get in there.
Yeah. That's like on par with Heelys. It's so embarrassing.
Anyway, he's arguing that technology is just going that way and they should be allowed to use them. It's just like, you've got like fancy rackets. Or
I mean, it makes sense if everybody's wearing them.
Yeah,
sure. Anyway.
Sports evolved. That's
I'd be into that. Once I wore springy stilts to Mardi Gras and I was like 12 foot tall. I nearly died. So.
I want to see pictures
like
of that.
You know the ones like stilts that have springs on them? So you
pogo sticks.
Yeah. But like one each on each leg.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was awful.
You nearly killed yourself.
I actually, it was great, but dangerous.
All right, it's game time.
Ooh.
A basketball game thing. Swish.
You know basketball is a game already.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It's a sport.
Oh, well. That's for a debate another day. Game or sport,
I mean, we know the answer to that.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Okay. So I'm going to give you an NBA team name.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to tell me which city they're from.
Oh, I've gone all over this.
Really?
Already won.
We'll start with an easy one.
Shut up.
So I'll say Lakers.
LA.
It was just a warm-up. It was just a practice. There's no dings on that one because it was just a practice.
Wait, how do we... Do we just yell the answer? I've forgotten.
What have we done for a year?
Guys, I'm really tired.
Just yell out as soon as you think of it, even if it's after Mick. Just yell out. Okay? 76ers.
Philadelphia.
I've seen them live. In the flesh. So that counts as a point.
Okay. Rockets.
Houston.
Cavaliers.
Oh, fuck. I've also seen them.
Oh, really? Have you seen any others or were they the two teams?
No, I've seen some more, so continue. Right.
Mavericks.
Dallas.
Raptors.
Toronto.
Can you let Gabby have one, please?
Because she was getting at me for saying I was going to win. So I'm just proving that I'm a will.
All right.
I didn't get up yet. What does that even mean?
I saw your face.
Well, it's also rude.
Celtics.
Boston!
We'll try again. Celtics.
Boston! I know that.
You turned my mic down. What the?
Well,
have to do it.
I've seen them live too, so.
Timberwolves.
Minnesota.
Never heard of that.
Minnesota?
No. What is that? What
Timberwolves. Some type of wolf, I assume.
They hang out near the trees.
Wizards.
Washington. I've seen them live.
Nobody cares.
And the last one, Pistons.
Detroit.
This is the shittest game ever.
Yeah, I love it. Boo.
Well done, Mick got them all right.
I got one.
Which one?
Boston
Celtics. you did, yeah. But I actually turned his microphone off so he could
get
in.
I got
in. She was really fast.
She
probably beat me.
All right.
I'll give her that one.
Well.
Oh, sorry, that was really weird. Hey, that was a funny show. Oh, my guts.
We're still on.
I know. We're still on. We can talk about how funny it was for the next 30 seconds.
At least you're getting
an
ab workout. Did cardio yesterday, abs today.
I've got a problem with my abs, actually. I want to show you that later.
I'm fine, thanks. Go to the doctor, Mick. We're not doctors.
I'm getting old.
Oh, it's so sad.
You've been
a
really good doctor today, though, Gab. Yeah, maybe you can show me what's wrong with my abs.
Okay. It'll cost you. If there's any kind of flesh involved, it's double.
All right, everyone stop talking. Advantaging.
No, I'm gay. Can you believe? Brown cow. Stunning. You're a homosexual. I care about you.
We're queer and we'll never die.
And it's true and it's a fact.
I'm not dead yet.
We will never, ever die.
I might. Actually, I changed my mind. Being immortal will be bad.
Yeah, no, you know what? That is true.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a fan, so I think I may pass on at my allotted time, which is when I will be hit by a car when I'm 32.
I don't like it, therefore I will not do it.
Okay.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3, the only gay show ever.
Yeah, it's the only one that exists, and it's also the only one hosted by me, an undead person, and Ruby.
Crab woman.
Don't ask. It's very bizarre because she is paneling tonight, which means she's pressing all the buttons that make this happen.
With my claws.
Yeah, and she just keeps clickety-clacking, but she always hits the right buttons.
Yeah. When you've been in the business as much time as I have as a crab woman, your claws are actually very easy to use.
Thank you. I was going to ask you to clarify what you meant by the business, as in, are you meaning the entertainment business or the business of being a crab woman?
Both.
Okay. Were you born a crab woman?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I'll die a crab woman.
And I'm Patrick Clancy.
And... that's it. That's the show.
Did
goodbye.
Did you introduce yourself? I forget.
I literally did, and you already did as well.
Oh.
So we got a great show coming up. We are talking to the ever-so-lovely comedian Margot Tanjutko. She'll be coming on the show to talk about...
funny things.
Her doing comedy as an openly queer Australian-Filipino person, and also be talking about Spice Night, which is a very, very cool comedy night with Asia's edgiest comedians.
Truly.
And they are bringing Mardi Gras to Riverside Theatres. And we'll be doing a comedy show in Riverside Theatres in Parramatta.
And you might tune into this show for your weekly dose of laughs. If so, that's a weird choice. There are much funnier people. And I've also been banned for going to any comedy show ever by Ruby. Because I simply make jokes about the jokes.
Yeah. It's really annoying.
If someone makes a joke, you
Patrick's
bet I can
like,
one-up them.
I just can't laugh at other people's jokes because they're not as funny as me, Patrick Baker Clancy.
Yeah, please. That's my email address.
Yeah. And your middle name.
Yeah, my email address is my father. You may call me electronic mail.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the building now.
My middle name is Butcher.
Patrick's middle name
is Baker. And you listening right now, your middle name is Candlestick Maker. And that's all I could think of.
Oh, my God. Right now. I could really do with some candlesticks.
Yeah. And speaking of something that has the letter C in it.
That was not
we're gonna play a bad song. I think it was a good segue.
Doesn't even have a C in it, Ruby.
It does. Castles. We're going to play a track called Sandcastles by Cable Ties. It's a new single from Aussie band Cable Ties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good one. So this is Sandcastles by Cable Ties. And you are listening to...
It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with Patrick and Ruby.
Stay cute.
I built a great house. I paid I wanna be a tool for you.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 with me, Ruby Innes.
And me, Patrick Clancy.
And those tracks that you just heard, the most recent one was Tool for You, a track off of Dorian Electra's new deluxe version of their album Flamboyant.
Out today, and Dorian will be performing in Sydney for the very first time on Mardi Gras night, so everyone... get excited.
It's very sexy. We do love it. And before that was the title track off of Poppy's new album, I Disagree, which is a fantastic album.
It's a wonderful album. And I encourage everyone to, if you like pop but also think you hate metal, you should listen to this album because you will like metal.
If you've ever enjoyed
it.
Baby metal, I highly suggest listening to I Disagree.
If you've ever made a baby hammer metal for you, you're going to
jail. If you've ever had a little baby blacksmith, a little baby... Okay, so anyway, we are joined by the ever-so-lovely Australian-Filipino comedian Margot Tanjutko to have a little chat about her upcoming show at Spice Night at the Riverside... Is it Riverside Theatre?
At Riverside Theatres and at Seymour Centre.
Ah, awesome. Well, Margot, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Our pleasure, even.
My pleasure, too.
Oh, both of your pleasures.
How
I love
nice.
It.
So, first things first, how'd you get into comedy?
I got roped in through, like, improv and stuff. So I started doing a lot of theater and, you know, writing and musical theater. And then I fell in with an improv crowd. And that's kind of just how I got into comedy. And then... suddenly I was like, oh, I should try stand-up. Oh, you know what I should do? I should put my musical theater and my comedy together and do cabaret comedy.
Oh,
and that's kind of it.
Yeah, the best
and
I just types like, of comedy.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like I just sat down during one Melbourne Comedy Festival, like watching other people's solo shows and just being like, I can do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes better. And I was just like, really like, oh, yes, I'm going to do it. Next year I'm going to do it. And that's kind of how I got into it.
I love that. I love that confidence.
And what has been one of the highlights of your comedic career so far, would you say?
Doing my solo show, Vanity Fair Enough, quite a few times here in Melbourne has been a pretty massive highlight. It's just 9 original comedy songs with some sketches and stand-up. And that's been pretty amazing. It's all about like sexy capitalism and, you know, just kind of having a rave on the slippery slope of that.
Yeah, because your Vanity Fair Enough show was nominated for an award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Big congratulations there, of course. So what was the focus of that show?
It's about original song, sketch and comedy about sexy capitalism. It's just about kind of how much I... fucking love. Oh my God. Can I swear?
Yes.
Of course.
Radio?
I don't, okay. Yes. Awesome.
It's late night, baby.
It's late night. 7:47. it's just about how I spent like quite a lot of money on online shopping within a very short period of time because of like mental health and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I better write a show to justify this. I better write a show so that I can justify wearing all this shit from Dolls Kill and like, everything.
Yeah. No,
and so I
love
was like,
that.
Oh, okay, that's better.
Nothing makes queer people hornier than capitalism and sexy clothes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so bad. I ordered a new batch to do the Sydney, all my Sydney
God,
shows in,
that.
And I'm like, I'm going to have to do it. Like, it's in theme, but it's also like terrible because that's exactly what I'm criticizing. But also, you have to
it's
live
valid.
In
I mean,
that.
After this interview, I'm going to go home and buy another bunch of shit off Dolls Kill.
Yes.
I think it's valid.
Yeah.
They have that massive sale on right now.
Yeah.
I bought like a lavender plaid matching like pants with like cutouts and like all sorts of random shit on it and like, and just a matching top. Anyway, that's very exciting to me.
Yeah. No, I can relate. The other day for like literally no other reason than I saw it on a TV show and thought it was funny, I like made myself a hat on Zazzle that says I survived the wilderness and all I got was this hat.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't wear
level.
Hats.
Zazzle is like next level desperate.
Oh God, it really is. I'm literally just like, I've got all these great ideas for silly things to have on shirts and hats. So you bet your ass I'm going to put them on shirts and hats.
You go shirts and hats. I personally go for mugs. I currently I'm ordering one that just says, "This is my wife's boyfriend's mug." And I also have one that just says, "World's best dad." And then the other side, it says, "I'm drinking nut." So,
so beautiful.
I think we make good choices.
Yeah. So you also appeared as Juliet in the critically acclaimed electro-pop lesbian musical, Romeo is Not the Only Fruit, yeah?
I did.
Tell us a bit about that musical and your role.
Yeah, so it's kind of queering Romeo and Juliet and a little bit of Pride and Prejudice, because I'm playing against my love interest is named Darcy, and it was kind of inspired by Pride and Prejudice, but also just throwing all that the window and being like, we're making this super gay through that. But it was about the barrier gay trope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And taking that kind of Romeo and Juliet story and kind of just recontextualizing it by kind of keeping the lovers alive, spoiler, and kind of making fun of the fact that, I don't know, just like women of color and like queer people of color die, especially in like movies and in life. Yeah. Kind of all the time, and it's kind of and it's just a fun way to approach kind of this horrible darkness and this horrible truth about our world.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also just such an up yours to the rest of the industry that's just like, I'm gonna kill off this person of color. She's like, we survived and we're also gay, so
our last song in that is called Fuck You. It's great. It's just being like, yeah, and then we kind of just flip off the audience numerous times every time there's a chorus.
That's good praxis.
I think that's good. What has been your experience as an out sort of Australian Filipino comedian? Like, do you draw a lot of your content from your experiences within your identity?
I draw a little bit of it from there, although I feel like I think my queerness kind of colors my aesthetic more than it does the content necessarily. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely like, I'm always all about kind of twisting perspectives, which is, I guess, what queering is, and just kind of coming at it from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I have a song called Ethics, and it's just kind of about adding an X to the end of ethics, because that'll make it hot. And if it's hot, then people will do it. And it's kind of like, yes, that's great, but also that's absolutely a horrible idea. You should just be a good person and without making anything kind of appealing. But
that's good.
Yeah.
It's like not how it works. But make it sexy, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And now on to the more recent stuff that you've been doing. Tell us all about Spice Night.
Spice Night is taking me and three other comedians, Herzi from Singapore, Joanne Kam from Malaysia, and Naveen Arona from India. Mm-hmm. And they're all, you know, out and proud comedians from like Malaysia, India, and Singapore, and which are countries that it's not always the best thing to be gay. And
Naveen is India's only out gay comedian.
Yeah, so like that's crazy. That is so wild to me. And I've been chatting with them, and kind of like it's nice to chat with people who kind of understand how strange it is to be out publicly with your background, and kind of just that context of, I don't know, just there's something about kind of the quietness of that understanding of, and even then it's kind of worse for some countries than others.
Yeah,
like absolutely. And even though in Australia, the queer community here has gone through so much, like compared to a lot of other countries.
We got it pretty good here.
Yeah, we do. And it's still like not the best.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, wow, it really kind of sucks. Yeah. Queer people pretty often.
I only got a cold faggot once today. Amazing.
Oh my god.
It's been so good.
Yeah, it's like we've both got shit on our porch, but the shit on my porch is a bit less stinkier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's a good day to be gay.
Oh, thank God. So do you have any new material that you'll be showcasing at Spice Night?
Yeah, so there'll be like a new song and some like new stand-up, but it is my first time performing in Sydney as well.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited to bring some of my favorite material to a new city and new audience.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, like really quickly, a lot of comedy shows in Sydney tend to be in the inner west. So I guess of course it's at Seymour Centre as well, but kind of what's the relevance of the show being in the western suburbs too? Do you think it'd be good to see more comedy shows out west?
Oh, absolutely. You got to go where the people are.
Yeah.
And it's also just good to kind of perform among your own kind of people as well, like, which weirdly doesn't happen all the time. And you can feel when it does shift, because, I don't know, you kind of look out into the audience and you feel different in the way you say things. And I don't know, there's kind of a less self-consciousness sometimes of, like, that white gaze staring back at you.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the material itself doesn't always change necessarily, just kind of the laughs and your own feelings will shift just that little bit. And you kind of feel like, oh, cool, I'm not just performing for white people. Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like the name itself, a lot of white people don't like spice.
Yeah.
They just probably...
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They're going to look at that and they're going to be like, is there sour cream, though?
No.
Is there milk?
Can I have milk with this comedy show?
Yeah, we'll actually be serving. No, we won't.
But only to white people. Just a glass of milk upon entry. Okay, so where is it? When is it? How can people buy tickets?
You can hop onto the Mardi Gras website, and you can find there's two Spice Nights listed. One of them is going to be at the Seymour Centre the 21st of February at 8:30, and the other one is at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta on the 22nd of February, and we have two shows there at 7 and 9 p.m. So we'll see which one is the rowdier crowd.
Mm. See who's a bit more crazy.
Which crowd is more sexy?
Yeah, we'll be judging.
And we'll give out prizes.
We will. We'll give out milk. Just me kissing the audience.
Yes. Well, thank you so, so much for joining us, Margot. It's been really great having you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. And that was Margot Tanjutko, who's a ever so lovely comedian who's joined us on the show to have a little chat about Spice Night, which will be happening on the 21st of February at the Seymour Centre and the 22nd of February at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta. And you can buy your tickets on the Mardi Gras website.
Fantastic. And with that, we're coming to an end.
We're coming. It'd be like that sometimes. Sometimes all you can do is come.
Thank
you.
Okay.
That's it. But yeah, sometimes all you can do is come.
Thank no, you so sometimes much. You shouldn't come.
Never come.
Never come. I've never had sex. I'm a virgin. I've never touched or seen a man.
We're just absolutely flip-siding it.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's on God.
No, that's on God. That's on period.
That's on period and on God and on worm.
On God. Who, does he exist? Tune in next week to find out.
So true. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on It's a Gay Area.
I'm Patrick.
And I'm...
Crap.
Ruby?
Ruman.
I'm Ruman the crab woman. And I'm hitting the panel with my crab claws. And if you don't like it, you can suck on my crab leg.
Can I dip them in butter?
No.
Can I dip you
I'm
in butter?
I'm not edible.
But crabs are edible. They're delicious.
But I'm a crab woman.
Women are also edible if you think about it.
That's... disgusting.
It's not a lie, though.
That's disgusting.
Here at It's a Gay Area, we do not endorse cannibalism, but I will be okay if you eat a crab woman. That's
fine. And on that,
fine.
We're going to play ourselves out. This track comes from Rome Fortune. It's a bit of a cussy song. It's got a cuss word or two.
Damn heck,
and maybe even Frink.
That's a man's name.
And this track is called Secrets off their album Freak. And you've been listening to It's a Gay Area on TOSCR 107.3. This is Secret by Rome Fortune. I'm Ruby.
I'm Patrick. And we'll see you right back here next week, baby.
And that's on God.
Shit. Yeah. You know?
never evils. Thick cold, hot cold, don't owe you shit. It go, how it go, now get on with it. I move on and shit, don't dwell on it. If we said it's our secret, don't tell on it. All of a sudden the villain. Girl, you talented, a chameleon. Your legs perpendicular to the ceiling. But still, I gotta say it's no feelings. Yeah, shit. That convention cuffing in the past. No, I won't let you pass. But your shell is not my property. This is logically my math. Got this life, sure I'll live it. Isn't it a given? The maturity in my decisions. This nigga different. Security we want and it's love shit. Yo. Not many deserve this dub, bitch. Flash that in front of my love, bitch. Use man stepped out, give it up quick. These days don't think nothing of it. I'm really that nigga, I love it. Like really any city in public. I turn heads like plates in the oven. Microwave was what I wanted. But the point was made, so fuck it. Got a plane to catch, so peace out. No time to chase, no woman. Don't wanna taste, no drama. Only top tier champagne. Got them looking at my life and like an experiment. Mind on my money, mind on me too.